guys, this is a very beautiful Monday, and today I am going to be reading The Purple Kangaroo by Michael Ian Black and Peter Brown.
This one's about a monkey and a kangaroo. Really, Briar? You're going crazy this time.
Hey, kid, guess what? I've got a super secret, highly unusual, incredible, and amazing magical power. I can read minds. It's true. In fact, I can read your mind. I want you to close your eyes and think of something. What kind of something? Something spectacular. I want you to think of something so spectacular that nobody has ever thought of it in the entire history of thinking of things. Got it? Great. Now, say what it is out loud. Don't worry, I can't hear you. I'm just a picture in a book. And now, drum roll please. And now I will use my super secret, slightly unusual, incredible, amazing, and highly alarming magical powers. Look into my eyes. Look deep into my eyes. Concentrate. Wait! I see something. It's becoming clearer and clearer and clearer.
I got it!
You were thinking about the purple kangaroo. No? You weren't thinking about the purple kangaroo? Well, that's strange. Do you mean to tell me that you weren't thinking about a purple kangaroo looking for his best friend, a wild-eyed chinchilla named Señor Ernesto de Pantalones? While wearing roller skates? So, in the course of his search, the purple kangaroo, whose name I would like you to now provide, didn't find 5 fragrant bananas, which he then juggled while blowing an enormous rainbow bubblegum out of his nose, and that a crowd of excited onlookers, upon seeing this astounding trick, didn't shower, insert name of purple kangaroo here, with gold coins, which he then used to hire a giant paisley blimp, thus furthering his search for his very best friend, the wild-eyed chinchilla Señor Ernesto de Pantalones. And that while aboard his blimp, he didn't entertain the pilot, Admiral Margarito Rhino Fluffer Puffer, with feats of hula-hooping derring-do on the moon. Are you really going to sit there and tell me that you weren't thinking about a banana juggling, roller skating, hula hooping, rainbow bubblegum nose blowing, paisley patterned blimp floating, wild-eyed chinchilla, Señor Ernesto de Pantalones searching, purple kangaroo on the moon? Really? Well, guess what? You're thinking of one now! See, I told you I could read your mind. In fact, I'm so good, I bet if you go back to the start of the video, I could do it again! Okay, guys, thank you for listening to The Purple Kangaroo. That is still one of my favorite children's books today. I mean, it is just so good because the punchline at the end. And it's ingenious, so... Are you a comedian or what? I say. So, well, thank you guys for listening, and goodbye. And I'm sorry for saying so much. I did it again.